The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So drawing your attention inward. Feeling the weight of the body sitting. Feeling whatever you're sitting on, the contact. Feeling the breath in the body, the breath coming into the body and the breath leaving the body. Not an idea of how the breath should be or how you want it to be, but just allowing the breath to be as it is. And noticing whatever sensations might be present in the body. Pleasant sensations, unpleasant sensations, sensations that are neither pleasant or unpleasant. And once again, seeing if you can make space for however it is in the body, moment to moment. Noticing if there's resistance or wanting things to be different than they are. And if that's the case, making space for that as well. Resistance is like this. Not wanting is like this. That's the practice of patience. Knowing the truth of what's happening, whether it be acceptance or resistance. And allowing it to be, continuing, watching the change, persevering. And if at any time you get pulled off into the thought stream, thinking of the future or the past, stories about whatever is in your mind, then allowing that also to be an opportunity to practice patience. The mind wanders, that's what the mind does. Can we know that as well and come back to the practice, start over again? So now resting in this body, mind, feeling the sensations in the body, noticing the thoughts in the mind, experiencing emotions, opening to what's coming in through the senses. And noticing how we're relating to all of that. Patient, impatient. This is our moment-to-moment experience. When you notice patience, rejoice in it, savor it. And when you notice impatience, offer yourself kindness. coming back to this body and to this breath, noticing whatever is present with a kind curiosity. What are you learning about patience and impatience? What does patience feel like in the body and in the mind? What does impatience feel like? And now taking a moment to turn our minds to reflect on the goodness of our coming here tonight, the wholesomeness of our intentions, the fact that we all made a decision to show up, to practice the Dharma, to develop wisdom and compassion. So acknowledging, appreciating that in yourself, these wholesome qualities. The Buddha taught that we should cultivate the wholesome and abandon the unwholesome. And one of the ways we can do that is to appreciate all of the ways in which we are acting wholesomely in body and mind. So taking a moment to savor that as well. And then sensing everyone else in this room, all of these bodies here tonight, all of these bodies with good intention, all of these bodies who support our own practice, appreciating the wholesomeness and the goodness of everyone in this room. Sending appreciation out to these beings as well. Thank you for being here. And if there's anyone else you would like to bring into this space tonight, beings that you appreciate, that support you, support others in this world, bringing them in as well, offering a caring and appreciative thank you.